we have seen in the County Donegal over the last few months two things. Number one, a decrease in the number of children being immunised, and also in the children who are immunised, that are getting immunised very, very late. And this is worrying because vaccines are given out at a certain time where the child can respond to the vaccine, and also when the child is highest at risk of the infection. And if you think about two vaccines that are being missed and are being delayed substantially, are ones against meningitis, the Haemophilus influenza B, and also the meningococcal C. The highest risk of those is in the first year of life, and we're seeing about 60% of children aren't getting those vaccines at all, and then about 50% of children that are getting those vaccines, instead of getting them by 12 months of age, they're getting them at maybe 18 or 21 months of age. So they're at risk of those infections for a year.
And I presume the fear is that if we were to have a case, there is then that potential to spread and to affect more people.
Yes, you've hit on a very important point there. One of the things we have with vaccines, they protect in two ways. Number one is they protect the individual who gets the vaccine, and they also protect the population in general by, I think, what we call herd immunity, that if you have enough people vaccinated, they don't get the infection, and then the infection can spread within the community. And this is important to protect a small number of people who can't get the vaccines for medical reasons, or an even smaller group of people who may not respond fully to the vaccine. And the point you raised there, that it's very important that we're getting to the stage where we're possibly losing that herd immunity effect, and that if the virus, if the infections get into the community, they could spread around to those who are unprotected.
Historically, you may have a low uptake on these vaccines if there's certain issues in the media or what have you. Is there anything that you can put your finger on that's given rise to people not having these vaccines or putting them off?
No, we can't, because these two vaccines are extremely safe. They do protect against meningitis. We've always had a very, very good uptake in them. But for the last 18 months, we've seen a slow decline in the number of getting the vaccines, and also an increase in the delay in getting the vaccine. Now, when we talk about delay, we do allow for the fact that, let's say you're supposed to get the vaccine at the age of 13 months, but the kid has a cold or you're away on holidays or things like that. So we leave 2 months in our calculations to allow those circumstances to play their part. But even if we allow for 2 months, as I said, we're still seeing up to 50% of children getting their vaccines substantially later than they should.